A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Welcome to podcast number 104. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. Today, we're going back to 1820. It was in that year the landmass known as the Antarctic was discovered. It was the Antarctic that would be the setting of one of the greatest stories of exploration. At first, it would be seal hunters, whale fishermen, and other commercial ships that would record visits to this region. By 1900, the coast is barely known, and no one had dared to enter the interior. So it was in 1895, the Sixth Geographical Congress names Antarctica as the greatest challenge for explorers. 16 expeditions will take up this challenge in the next 20 years. But what really makes headlines around the world was the Great Race to the South Pole. Enter Captain Robert Falcon Scott of the British Royal Navy, and he is every inch the Victorian-era hero. The newspapers would report exciting journeys by Scott. Between 1901 and 1904, he led his National Antarctic Expeditions on the first land explorations on the new continent. He is soon part of a rivalry with his fellow explorers, the first to the South Pole. On the first trek was Ernest Shackleton. Shackleton, he suffers greatly from scurvy, and they're forced to turn back. Now Shackleton sets off in 1907 on the two-year-long Nimrod expedition. This time, he almost claims the prize. He makes the first ever ascent on the vast polar plateau. He gets only 97 miles to his goal, and then, sadly, is forced to turn back. Now in 1910, Scott takes off again. It's a real race after Shackleton's near miss and with the professional Norwegian explorer Roland Amundsen. Scott's goal includes a wide range of scientific observations and geographic exploration. Not so with Amundsen. He's only in it for the race to the pole, and the British national pride was to take a major hit. It's a national tragedy as the ruthless Norwegian professional beats the gifted British explorer. Amundsen describes the moment of victory. He reports that his team had a great piece of work before them that day, carrying the Norwegian flag further south than man had ever walked. The flag, it shakes itself out, waves and flaps. It looks beautiful in the clean air. He had won his way by holding his team together, and he would go further yet. Scott, he reaches the South Pole a month after Amundsen. He and his five-men party are weary and demoralized. Now, both groups winter at the pole, and then begin the long trek north. Both suffer from frostbite and the weather, but it was Amundsen's team who made use of sled dogs. 39 days later, all five men of Amundsen's team return. The men and the dogs, they all return in good health. Scott's team, they suffer greatly. The British, they carried their gear. In Scott's journal, it's moving and well-written. The journal is found in his tent on the ice shelf where the entire party perished around March 29, 1912. Sadly, the journal would show that almost 2 weeks earlier, they knew their fate. The last entry reads, "I do not think we can hope for any better things now. We are getting weaker, and the end cannot be far." Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.